A parenting plan is something that every case that deals with children will have to or will consider. And a parenting plan is a custody plan for separated parents or parents who are separating that will cover the living arrangement, decision making, finances, and communication either between the parent and the children when they're with one parent, the communication between the parents, the mode of communication, the living arrangement as far as who will do what, who will be responsible for what, whether it's for after school care for the children, whether it's after school activities, any all those things that concerns the children, the living arrangement of the children will be in a parenting plan. This is to avoid confusion, because after it's all said and done, promises are made, but the parties will remember it differently when it comes to their term or their time with the child on when not to have the children, or some of them may want to do things outside what was discussed, because their emotions are upset about something. So the parenting plan works as a basis to work from. The courts, everyone understands that life is not stagnant. It is an ever-evolving thing. So therefore, parenting plans will have to be adjusted to accommodate the parents and the children. But it also provides some sort of stability, some sort of expectation for the children so they can plan their time around what they're going to do for the week. I say plan because there are people in their mind, they want to know what will happen tomorrow. Will I play with Johnny tomorrow? Will I go to school tomorrow? Or do I have to go with dad or mom? A few counties apart. Okay, so it works as a foundation for the parents to have something in writing that they can work from. And if any promises are made and things are falling apart, they can always refer back to that living document, I call it, parenting agreement, to reset. Because you know, during the time, as life evolves, one parent can make it. They'll say, can you take the child this week? Or can I have the child this week because of a special ceremony? And do I owe you later? And next thing you know, no one knows who's supposed to have who, where, and when. And what happens? Parents can go back to the parenting plan, and reset the time and go back and continue on as the plan dictates.